This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by AeroPress. Now, let me paint a picture for you. You bought an amazing, delicious smelling bag of coffee beans. You get home, you're stoked, you make the coffee, and it just isn't what you're feeling. You know, it's a bad cup. AeroPress coffee, however, uses a patented brew method. That's right. You didn't think I knew about brew methods, but I do. It gets all the purest flavor that you could imagine out of those beans, and it speeds things up so coffee doesn't get over-extracted. It's going to give you a smooth, it's going to give you a rich, it's going to give you a bitter-free cup of coffee that tastes as good as the smell, if not better. And that's what we're all shooting for. You know what I mean? AeroPress, it's like a French press that makes a way better cup of coffee. AeroPress uses a patented 3-in-1 brew technology, again, with my brew technology knowledge. It's going to combine the flavor benefits of espresso, pour over, and French press into one compact, tiny little portable device built for travel. I got one. I have traveled with it. It is in the cupboard right now, barely taking up any space. You get a completely unique, delicious cup of coffee wherever you go, only possible with an AeroPress. With over 55,000 five-star ratings in over 60 countries, that's almost more countries than I thought existed. AeroPress is the best reviewed coffee press on the planet at just under $50. And with all of those great reviews, AeroPress makes an exceptional gift. It's thoughtful, it's proven, tasty, and travel oriented. I'm all those things as well. Who wouldn't love that as a gift? Gift receipt, not needed. No one's going to take it back. Get on it. AeroPress is shockingly affordable, less than $50. And we've got an incredible offer for our audience. Visit aeropress.com/allfantasy. Again, that's aeropress.com/allfantasy. And use the promo code allfantasy to save 20% off of your order. That's aeropress.com/allfantasy. And be sure to use the code allfantasy at checkout to save 20%. It is time to ditch the drive-thru, toss the French press, and say yes to better mornings fueled by better coffee. AeroPress ships to the USA and over 60 countries around the world. And we thank AeroPress for sponsoring our show.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is All Fantasy Everything, the podcast where we fantasy draft anything and everything from the world of pop culture and beyond, because today we're fantasy drafting punctuation marks. Our guest today is the stand-up comedian and author and dear friend, Sam Talent. I'm your host, Ian Carmel, and with me, as always, are my friends and stand-up comedians, Sean Jordan and David Bory. Let's get into it. Welcome to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything, the podcast that is being held together with dried toothpaste and popsicle sticks right now.
Sam is just
sitting there. Is Sam frozen
there.
Or is he just sitting there?
He's just not moving.
Yo, he's frozen.
He's frozen.
He's frozen.
Oh, no.
He's frozen for sure.
What the fuck? After all that. Oh my God. I thought he was just sitting still.
Yeah, me too.
I can't do it. I cannot.
He's gone.
We've lost visual.
He's out.
Oh my God.
He's back.
I made a very foolish mistake. I was in airplane mode.
You went on airplane mode while you're on hotspot.
Right, so now I'm on Do Not Disturb. That's the right thing to do.
Yes.
Okay. Oh,
man. Well, just right. To let everybody know, we've been...
Okay.
Ben,
we're good. Everything's fine.
We're good. For 45 minutes, we've been trying to get all our ducks in a row technology-wise. Oh. Sam is, you're standing on top of Pike's Peak with a weather vane? Is that how you're doing this?
I am. I got a job as a historical reenactor, and I'm Zebulon Pike right now. We just got done churning the butter. No, I'm living in the middle of nowhere in a house that was built after the Ludlow massacre. So everything's bad, but I'm glad to be here with you guys.
You're living there? Or you're like there? I thought you were BBing there. You're living there?
What's BBing me?
Like Airbnb. I thought you were like on vacation or something.
No, I'm in the opposite of vacation. I have been put through a time tunnel. I exist. People I go to the candy store and I buy a whole pocket full for a nickel. Emily got a job down here.
Oh,
so I'm
sick.
Supporting my wife. This is what it looks like. All right. She got a job in the middle of nowhere. And now here we are. And this,
are you in Ludlow, Colorado?
No. I wish I was in Ludlow. That's a tourist destination.
You were in like Fort Lupton or something.
You know, I'm in La Junta.
That's right. La Junta.
Yeah. The togetherness. That's where I am.
I often get it confused with Fort Lupton for no reason.
No one's ever had to consider the difference between the two until right now.
No.
I'm putting both on the map. This is the most press La Junta's ever got.
And Fort Lupton.
And it's Fort Lupton, yes. There's a fort there. I'd feel safe. But no, I have to defend against the colonialists by myself. There's an insurgency here.
La Junta has a Hampton Inn, so you're not doing too bad.
They probably got internet.
So I told David I considered going to the library to see if I could get an extra 3 G's.
Yeah, Sam's got 2 G's right now.
He said a lot. He also answered the phone saying, "I've been made to look a fool."
Yeah. I've been made a fool of yet again.
If you want to know what we're talking about, sign up for the Patreon because we have video footage of maybe the funniest.
Yeah, not much.
That when it cut out. That Lenovo situation, that was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. So
I'm going to let the listeners know I'm operating on a Lenovo Chromebook I bought in Japan for $50 American, which was 300,000 Japanese yen. And
are you buying discount computers in Japan?
Well, there's a bit. You know what's funny about that? I did it for the taxes, but it was $50. So it doesn't matter.
What taxes? What are you talking about? I did it for the taxes.
The Japanese guy told me that I could beat the tax system if I bought electronics there.
That's what he said.
I thought I was going to buy like a Switch and like a giant TV. No, I bought this is the thing that like homeschoolers use to take their CSAPs with.
Did you get it at like an outdoor market? I feel like it was in a stall, like next to a basket of fish.
Oh, yeah. He got that. And then he got a bag of chicken feed.
Yeah. It was not in a building. I'll say that.
For sure. There was no roof, right? Yeah.
It was a tent-based roof.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bought it in a bivouac. So anyway, sorry to waste everyone's time. And please, I'm so glad to know that you guys are going to put the me being so close to family annihilation on your Patreon.
That's
the beauty of it is I'm here alone, so no one would got hurt but me.
Yeah, your partner didn't have to see that.
No.
That's good.
But glad to see you guys.
It's wonderful to see you.
You too, buddy.
I've never been in better spirits.
That man going through a sort of technological crisis is Sam Talent, at Talent Sam on Twitter. At Talent Sam on Instagram. What is it on Instagram?
On Instagram, it's normal. It's Sam Talent on Instagram. TALLENT. I got locked out of at Sam Talent on Twitter for being too inflammatory.
Sure. How inflammatory are you on Twitter now?
Zero. It's me Zero just reacting to people saying nice things. I hit the heart react or say thank you. That's all I do.
It's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
A lot Stay of people shadows. Saying nice things right now because you've just put out your special, The Toad's Morale.
Yes.
Which is fantastic. Where can people see that?
They can get that on the Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast YouTube. Thank you. I'm very proud of the special. And
it's phenomenal.
Please watch it. Tell your friends. It's very good.
Shout out to Toad.
No, it's a different guy. Different guy, David. But Toad's family came to the show in Chicago this weekend.
No, that's what I do. Do they know this is not even on-screen banter. Never mind.
No, it is not. But yeah, hey, watch that special. Share with your friends. It's a great party album. I'm like Red Fox.
Yeah, he is like Red Fox.
Uh-huh. He wasn't great with technology either.
No, he was not.
Absolutely not. But he did buy a lot of sort of Japanese electronics.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He did. No, well, hey, you guys know how to beat the gold tariff? David, when we go to Bangkok, we got to buy a bunch of gold. This Chinese guy in Chicago was like, that's where you get gold because the labor's so cheap. Gold's the same price the world over, but you pay for the labor. Well, not in Bangkok, Dave.
I mean, I'll bring an extra suitcase.
I'm coming back dripping.
Man.
You might hit the weight limit pretty quick on that suitcase.
Yeah, huh? You got to wear it back. Yeah, because you'll hit the weight limit quick on that suitcase. Yeah,
that'd be like one gold bar.
You got to ingest it.
I'm going to eat a bunch of doubloons.
Absolutely. Come back with your belly full of cougar ants. That's the way to get it.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be full of.
They can also listen. They can also get your book at samtalent.com. They can see your tour dates at samtalent.com. Where are you? I think let's put this out. Let's go ahead and put this out next week, Isaac.
Sure.
There it is. Where can people see you on the road?
They can see me in Cleveland, in Levittown, in Baltimore, at Magoobies. They can see me at Governor's on Long Island. I'm on the road forever, man. SamTalent.com. Come and get those tickies.
Sean Jordan is also here. Sean is Jordan on Twitter. Sean Cougar Mellon Jordan on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Sean at gymnastics class early this morning.
Yeah, Max got started. I thought I had energy before that goddamn technical fiasco that we just went through. Now I'm juiced, baby. I'm going to go
that
skate.
Goddamn technical fiasco. That's how the government refers to Iran-Contra, right?
I hate wasting your guys' time. I was over here just having a panic attack, being like, these are my friends are busy. Sean has a child. David has a girlfriend. I don't want to take away from everybody.
She's not here.
Do you guys know about this? You know about David's beautiful, normal girlfriend?
We've heard tell.
Yeah, so I will be, come to the live shows in Phoenix. Come to the live shows in Phoenix. It's going to be sick. We're all doing stand-up, co-headlining, all three of us doing easy peasy sets. Then we're doing a live AFE on the 2nd. Also in Boise, we're going to be at the Egyptian Theater March 21st, I think. So come to that. That's going to be fantastic. Also, this month for High Note Comedy, we have Brad Wenzel, and I'm so bad about plugging the show on here, but it is such a fantastic show. The last show we did in December, a friend of ours, a very established, awesome comedian that you all love, Awan Kyle-Kane, said it was maybe the best stand-up show he's ever been to in his life. And that's saying something. It's January 25th. We got Brad Wenzel. He's hilarious. Come on down to Migration Brewing. Tickets are cheap. We got a lot left right now. So pick them up. Help us out. We will see you there on the 25th. And go to my YouTube page, Sean Jordan Comedian. I have a special. We just finalized everything yesterday. And so it should be coming out soon. You know, sign up for the Patreon, do all that stuff.
How involved were you in the editing process, Sean? Were you in the lab?
In house, yeah. Laura did my wife did the whole thing. So I was.
Oh, that's beautiful.
She'd send me a cut. I watched it like probably 10 times at this point, and I don't hate it. So that must mean it's all right. Because, no, you know what I mean? You hate that shit. So, I'd come in the room, yes. And it's such a funny conversation. Be like, so the part about me sweating cum isn't in there. And why isn't that in there? But you're like real serious, you know? It's funny. You know those calls are like going over the track list yesterday, and you're just like,
is sweating cum one of your tracks?
That's his catchphrase.
Yeah.
He said it 12 times.
Give me a towel.
I'm sweating cum up here.
You better wash your ass. I've been sweating cum.
Sweating cum.
There's a bit we cut out because it's gross about, you know, just exactly that. I just kind of offhand with like sweating cum or something. I was like, yeah, we can cut that out, but we just had a whole conversation about that, and we had to say it a bunch. So it's just
conversation.
Yeah.
I could never imagine your wife saying sweating cum. Like, so, I couldn't even. I'm trying to like picture it in my. I can't see it.
I worked really hard on it. So go to the YouTube page, sign up. It'll come out in a couple months. But anyway,
you should
all
release
the live
a version with sound effects. Like when you like you get a Foley artist in there. So when you like walk around the stage, it plays like gravel sound effects every now and then. There's like a tuba to accentuate a joke.
You should get a dance hall DJ.
We could have it in house. We got it in house. We could do whatever we want. Any edit. We could do anything to it.
Isaac's saying he can make the sound effect version happen. I think we should put it out, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude,
The version like, YouTube didn't want to show you.
Every time you refer to your penis, we play a slide whistle? Who wouldn't like that?
I refer to my penis a lot, as the whole thing is about my penis and genitals and my daughter.
It is.
And also,
let me tell you this, they're going to say a bunch of nice stuff no matter what. That's because that's what people on YouTube do. They say only kind things, and they're never nasty, and they never put up your parents' home address in the comments. They never do that, so just enjoy yourselves.
I watched yours right after it came out, so I got into the pre-order comments. But the real ones, I couldn't do it. Because then I'm like, I looked at his.
Yeah. That's like, fun. But don't look at your own.
No. It wasn't, because it's like you get angry. I get angry very fast.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I get more angry about other, like if somebody comes for one of you, I get way more apt to hop on a soapbox and like get internet tough over someone else. If someone comes for me, it's like, whatever. I don't care.
What I'm saying. It's like a bad time. I don't like fans. I'll say it.
My director was in there mixing it up with the people who had Zach Toll, who and David have known forever, was in there on a burner account pointing out why people didn't understand the nuances of the lighting and the editing the situation. He was like telling people the camera specs. It was brutal. this was his first big thing where he could interact with people who had a constructive criticism. And by constructive, I mean they're building a bomb to send to my parents' home address. So
yeah. Dave's got to move.
I'll go.
Dave's got to get out of there.
Dave's got to get out of there.
It's too hot. It's too hot at home, Dave. You got to lie low for a while.
Yeah.
I'll go live on the comments. Every time somebody says something, I'll be like, that's my fucking wife you're talking about. And then I'll just go in on them.
Yeah,
I'll
take that voice.
We're going to have to tape some construction paper to the bottom half of your screen so you don't see it, Sean.
That's my wife you're talking about.
A lot of Batman shit, dude.
Sean, don't read the comments. Only if you want to hurt yourself. That's when you go in there.
I'm not going to read them. I mean, I'm going to go.
You
anyway.
Say that. You're going to read some of them.
I'm pretty good about it, man. I mean, tell me you've ever seen me on a Twitter beat. I never get into it with people. I don't. That's one of the few things I'm able to like separate. I don't need to read the comments most of the time.
Well, it might push you if you put out something you're incredibly proud of that equals to years of life's work and people just post gay. It might push you.
Well, I mean, were they right?
There are some homosexual undertones because I'm a friend of all. Yeah. And also, my teeth are that yellow in real life. If you watch, it's not a color correction issue. That is,
You didn't make them yellower for this special.
No.
Oh, the internet is so mean.
I don't.
Yeah. No, I knew that going in. Yeah, I was like, but well, no, all you they know, can really yeah. say is that my teeth look yellow, and they did, and then they found some other stuff.
They don't look yellow to me.
Well, that's nice of you. I quit smoking, so that's helping.
They look like normal teeth. They just look like normal teeth.
I paid a lot of money for those teeth.
Yeah. Now, where in Japan?
You got them for a song. Same kiosk. Yeah. They're Lenovo brand teeth.
Let me get a pair of Lenovo fronts for the price of a Coke.
Let me get 26 Lenovos.
If you chew gum for more than 5 minutes, they get really hot.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they start to melt.
They just bond with the gum.
David Bory is here. Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instagram. Where can people see you do stand-up comedy?
What is this? Next week it comes out?
That's right.
Oh, sorry, Seattle. We had to change it a little bit. So the 27th and the 28th now, I will be at the Comedy Bar in Seattle. The 22nd through the 26th.
Why are your eyes closed?
It's bright in here.
Okay.
He's going Jehovah. Off the top right here.
He's folding into the singularity.
It's really, really bright. Come to the Eric Andre and Practical Jokers cruise.
If you're on the fence, go ahead and cop those tickets.
Yeah, if you were waiting, you weren't sure if your baby mama was going to come, fuck her. Come on out. See Sal and the boys.
Strap up this time when you fuck her, but yeah.
Come on, we're going to Nassau.
There's never been a better time to be on the high seas.
Yeah. Are you concerned that if there is some kind of like emergency on the boat, it's going to be impossible to warn the passengers?
No, not at all.
Okay.
What are you talking
about? Because I'd be worried that they're going to think it's yet another prank. Yeah. They're like, oh. Hey, they come over the loudspeaker. What's up, jokers? We got pirates off the port side. And everyone's just like, oh, those jokers at it again.
They're doing it. Honey, this is why we came.
Yeah.
You said I was a fucking dumbass for spending our life savings.
Wisteria doesn't sound like a real disease. Come, oh, we can eat at the buffet.
Legionnaire's disease. I've always wanted to join the Legion.
What is Legionnaire's disease? Like a foot thing?
You know what's weird about
it? You're thinking of trench foot.
You're thinking of trench foot. We always are.
I am thinking of trench foot.
Yeah. It's a disease that was indigenous to the duct system of a hotel. It was some airborne pathogen, and a bunch of Legionnaires were staying at the hotel. So they call it Legionnaire's disease because of the people it most famously infected.
Really? You Google that on your Lenovo, or do you just have that on the dome?
Married to a doctor, not special editor. So we have different expertises.
Damn. I'll just be quiet.
No, please. The Lenovo is a touchy subject right now. The scab has not healed.
In that if you touch it, you'll lose connection to the internet.
That's right. I can't move. That was our first solution. Isaac was like, what if you just don't move the whole time? And I was like, very good, Isaac. No, that was my idea. Isaac did a great job.
That's sound technical advice.
Yeah.
The cruise, anywhere else you want to direct people, David Bourne?
I don't have them there in my email.
Beautiful. You're going to Cleveland?
I'm going to Cleveland this weekend, though. I'm going to Cleveland day after tomorrow. You're going to be there like 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
Are they going to take you to that Chinese restaurant?
I hope so. I love that Chinese food restaurant. Yeah, I'm obsessed with tofu skin.
That's like one of the best parts of that gig. Anyways.
My name is Ian Carmel, at Ian Carmel on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all those things. You can see me this weekend at Hyenas in Fort Worth, Texas.
Oh, that rules. That's a great club, dude. It's so much fun.
I'm excited. I'll be there. I'm doing two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. Come on out to that. And then we'll be in Phoenix at the Desert Ridge Improv, the three of us, doing a live AFE and some stand-up.
Salazars are going to be there.
Yeah, all the Salazars are coming?
He was hitting me up. He sent me a voice message on Instagram. That's how he was just like, man, I'm getting the crew together. Early show on Friday, late show podcast. We're going to come out.
Sick.
But like one that's of those voice messages because he's an amped boy.
Well, they got a contract on the roof. So
yeah,
they're
going to
be there
exactly
anyway.
tear the motherfucker off.
There will be some light disturbances during that early show.
He's like, finishing up a Pollo Loco down the street.
It's basically free with all the tax credits you get back.
That's how they sell them. It's like drugs.
Where else?
Sorry.
New Orleans. No, it's all right. The New Orleans, March 8th Sports and Drink. 9th at Sports Drink. Very excited for those shows. Sean Jordan?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't get the ticket, but I'm coming.
Sean Jordan's going to be there too. It's going to be me and Sean talking in outrageous Cajun accents and playing the trumpet for
four shows.
It's
going to be my first time down in New Orleans down there. I'm going to give myself a whalebone going to see a juvenile now.
You can come see me in
the
Boom
same
Hour.
Thing when we went to Vegas.
But I just want to say this. I don't know how many of your listeners have been able to see you do an hour of stand-up, but I am so happy for your return to long-form improv, Ian, because you have always been one of the best.
Did you just say long-form improv?
Well, back in the day, it seemed like you were goofing around a lot up there. One of the best sets I've ever seen is you in Arcata at that pizza restaurant for the Savage Henry. Ian is an excellent stand-up comedian, and you guys should go see him. And it's a gift that you're back, because there's a lot of people who aren't funny doing it, and you are funny, and I'm glad you're back at it.
I am genuinely touched. Thank you so much. That really means a lot.
Yeah, I was stoked to see your dates, man, because you're very good at it, and I think that it's a gift to the community.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I really, really do appreciate that. I'm out there. I'm hitting the road heavy, and I'm really, really enjoying it. Oh, thank you to everyone who came out in New York, Philly, and Boston, by the way. Those shows were so much fun, and I really enjoyed it. And then you could see me, if you're in San Francisco, at the Punchline, March 13th through the 16th, and then March 23rd, Revolution Hall in Portland, Oregon. And that'll about do it for now. That really made my day, Sam. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, sincerely. Yeah. When I saw your dates go up, because I was in that Sports Drink for New Orleans like conversation, and I was like, oh, fuck yeah, Ian's back. So that's great news, dude.
That guy's really nice who runs that place. I think that's going to be a super fun show down there.
Yeah, I think we're just wheezing the juice on daddy's money on that one. Because I've done that show before, and I have no idea how they can afford to pay any money.
Those are the craziest shows.
We were just talking about that last
There's
night.
There's like eight guys, and you're like, you said you were going to give me $2,000.
Then they do sometimes. I mean, most of the time, those things don't, like, you're like, all right, I'll take the money. I don't know.
He's got a liquor license going. He's like super duper involved in the community. You know what I mean? I think it's going to be one of those every time you go back, it's a better and better show kind of situations.
Sure.
Because it currently fits 50. That's a tiny room.
Tiny room. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, it makes it for like a fun, different experience in a show.
What? You know,
like get it all. Yeah.
Well, buy tickets. Well, if we're both there, I hope. Yeah.
Come see us. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Get a ticket early, I think.
It's a stand-up vacation.
Yeah.
We're gathering today not to talk about us doing stand-up again, although it's very fun. We are drafting punctuation marks.
Yes. Yes.
There are technically 14 punctuation marks.
I forgot about this.
We picked 20 things, but we were talking, maybe we include everything on the keyboard, as it were.
I think once we get down to it. Just kind of see.
Sam, are
I
we
only use
like,
three.
If you hold down shift and hit, you know, seven, for example, is that up for grabs? Like, are we talking about?
I think later.
I was just going, I Googled every punctuation mark that appears in novels, but there are very few. So I think we're going to have to open it up at the end. But
there's,
that,
I mean, you can get creative. I got a couple. I'm sure you guys thought of it. But I mean, there's some avenues that you could take that'll get you there.
Electric Avenue.
Yeah.
Well, no. I did that as unproblematically as I could.
I thought it in the problematic way.
Yeah. He's still thinking it. Look at his face.
Yeah, I think we're gonna have to freak it out a little bit.
We're gonna have to freak it out a little bit. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see when we get there. I think a higher value placed on the traditional punctuation marks, of course, the ones we've all come to know and love. Uh-huh. Now, the way we determine the order of this draft is a rollicking game of rock, paper, scissors played between the three of you. And we throw on shoot. Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh, Sean wins. A scissors, natural against two papers.
It's about punctuation marks, man. I'm going to dominate.
Be very punctual with his scissors. This game of rock, paper, scissors brought to you by the Toad's Morale. Available on YouTube.
Thank you.
Watch it now.
Please watch.
I'm trying to up my plug-in game. Sean, as the winner of rock, paper, scissors, it is incumbent upon you to determine the order of today's draft. But before you do that, I need to remind you, it's a serpentine draft.
What is that?
It's a great question.
If you've ever had a paper route, it's like doing a paper route. You go all the way down one street. You just get, it's like multiple blocks. You know, I had three paper routes when I was a kid. You go all the way down one, just cross the street, come all the way back. And then you go over to the next block, all the way down, cross the street, all the way back until all the papers are gone. And you make like $30 every other week and you buy a cross colors t-shirt with that money. Twice a month and go to Carousel Skate.
You had a paper route?
I had three. I had one of them that was every day.
On a bicyclette or were you like driven?
I was driven and then I did it on the bicyclette. Then I did it on my skateboard. I had it for like 6 years.
Skateboard paper route, dude.
Wait, so you would do a paper route, then take a bath, then go to high school? Those were your days? Wake up, do a paper route, eat breakfast in the tub. And then go to school.
That might have happened a couple times, but that wasn't the daily. But that may have happened a time or two. The daily one that I had was, I had it twice, and it was mostly during the summer. So I didn't have to go to a lot of school. But
a lot of afternoon baths.
Yeah, a lot of late chillers. Yeah, yeah. I'm sure I took baths.
With that in mind, what will the order of today's draft be? Sean Jordan.
Me.
Sean.
Then Sam.
Sam.
Then David.
David Bohr.
Then Ian.
Ian Carmel. Our corner. Well, Sean, you have the first pick in the punctuation marks fantasy draft, and we're going to get to that first pick right after this short break.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. Now, it's allergy season. I'm not surprising anybody by saying that. And your boy gets hit extremely hard when it comes to the allergies. I get stuffy nose. Feels like I got two blocks of cheese hanging out under my eyes. And then if I try to blow my nose, it just feels like I backed it all up into my brain. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. It is designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better, which is key. I try to like blow my nose before I go to bed at night, and it just feels like I got like a bunch of 5 o'clock traffic sitting in my brain. There's like no way out. And with Claritin D, it just helps everything. It helps grease the wheels, helps loosen everything up so I can get it out. I can sleep well. I don't have a raspy voice all the time. It's just a very beneficial thing, especially if you use your voice for anything like talking or eating, or if you want to use your head for thinking, anything like that. Claritin D has got you ready to live life as if you don't have allergies. It is time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Mac Weldon. Now, we are extremely outspoken for our love for Mac Weldon on this show. I can't get enough of it. I have, I think, 7 pairs of Mac Weldon pants, all different colors. It's such a good way to dress comfortably, casually, but also very nice. I find that a lot of guys, they think to look nice, you can't also look comfortable. It is possible to do it, though. Mac Weldon makes such good, comfortable, nice, form-fitting clothing and performance fabrics for guys who just want to look and feel like they look nice. You know what I mean? Without sacrificing comfort. They have a full range of clothes. They never go out of style. Like I said, I have probably 7 pairs of pants. I have 3 pairs of the Ace sweatpants, which just fit perfectly. They honestly make you look like you're one of the models. The underwear I have, they're not just the skimpy ones that they go down your leg a little bit, which, you know, I'm old enough to admit I want that. I have a couple nice, like stretchy t-shirts and the polo shirts. I'm telling you, the polo shirts are so nice to put on. You just feel like a professional golfer immediately, but you look cool, much unlike a lot of professional golfers. I'm telling you, I love them. And like I was saying, some people just want to look, you know, good and comfortable without calling attention to themselves. And that is exactly where Mac Weldon comes in. The performance fabric is breathy, but it doesn't look techy. You know, it doesn't have that like shine. You're not going to look like a high school football coach who's trying too hard. You're going to look exactly how you think you're going to look in your mind, like the Matrix, that residual self-image. That's what you're going to have. I'm telling you, I swear by it. Go poke around on the website. You will find something that you like. Get timeless looks with modern comfort from Mac Weldon. Go to MacWeldon.com. You get 20% off your first order with the promo code ALLFANTASY. Again, that's MacWeldon.com, promo code ALLFANTASY.
Hey, welcome back to All Fantasy Everything. We're about to get to the first pick. It's Sean Jordan. Mm-hmm. Sean Jordan, this is the first pick in the punctuation draft on this, the only podcast that has ever existed.
Uh-huh.
All Fantasy Everything.
Well, I'm a heavy reader, so it was tough to get the first pick, to narrow it down, but I got to go exclamation point. It's kind of gets everything out there. You know, I feel like that was one of what probably everyone's first, but maybe one out of the first two. No.
Yeah. I always feel like an asshole when I use it.
Yeah, me too.
They're unusable.
I use them a lot now in text because I feel like it conveys a good mood. Trying to get past other, I don't know if we're going to get into that realm, but I'm just trying to find a way. Yeah, I want people to know I'm in a good mood, and that's a good way to
have locked ourselves in a prison of exclamation points with textual conversation and all that
stuff.
Couldn't
agree more.
Now you do seem like you're not excited about it, or if it's like, hey, see you tonight at 6, and if you say, I'm so excited, period, or it's like, I can't wait, period, then all of a sudden it seems like you're going to go to kill them or something like that.
You know, if somebody says something that begs for an exclamation point, but it doesn't, they don't put one on there, I believe them. If I'm like, God damn, I'm excited to see you, no punctuation, I believe them. It's the mundane kind of stuff that I put an exclamation point after to let people know that I'm in a good mood, you know?
It's performative.
That's how I feel.
Hey, I'll pick up that dry cleaning! Exclamation point.
I'm in my head.
Because now there's...
Go ahead.
Well, there's an implied eye roll at the end of every text message now, unless you have an exclamation point.
Exactly. Yes. And
I'm
hate
one
that.
Of those people who thinks that everyone's mad at me all the time. So
right.
It's tough.
Exclamation point.
Yeah, I'm mad at you. That to me would be funny because if someone's really mad, they don't, you know, they don't fuck with that. But I, yeah, if someone, like, if someone just sends me a yes, like Laura's, my wife is real big on like, okay. And I'm just like, oh man, are we going to get divorced when I get home?
You know? Yeah.
I get so in my head about it. Even my, and I have to walk myself back. I'm like, what would you have done to make this person as mad at you as you think they are right now? I'm like, nothing. Of course you
did. Do you ever send the text with like 3 exclamation points and you don't feel like a dickhead? Like if there's multiple exclamation points in a dick in a text, I want to kill myself.
If there's multiple, then it's, then I'm really, I am, I'm either tore up or like, I am really actually excited. If there's one, yeah. No, I know. I trust me.
It gives me the energy of kneeling down and trying to talk to a child. You know what I mean? It's like that sort of vocal inflection.
All yeah. I'm doing like right now is being like
a text message with like other 40-year-olds.
I want to go read our text right now and be like, shit, am I sending too many exclamation points to my friends?
Well, now you're afraid we're mad at you for sending too many exclamation points.
Now I feel like I'm bumming people out. Exactly.
No, you're not. But it's just like, and it's like now I can't get my shit off when I want an exclamation point. That's the problem.
Right.
I was texting about Golden Corral yesterday and I was truly excited. I don't think anybody knew.
Look at though where, so Kelly Jordan, bless her heart, but look at the level of like emoji status that I'm going, look at that.
That's just like, that's a lot.
Every
that's a lot.
Single,
why your mom use so many eggplants?
Look at those. Look at all those hearts.
Why she got different color hearts?
Look at that. She's out there. If that,
she's painting with every color of the rainbow.
Wherever the heart button is on her phone is cracked.
I don't know how emojis work. Like, I don't understand what, like, the...
Yeah, they don't... The Lenovo hasn't updated that technology. You can't.
It's just going to start on fire.
There's just an ASL button on this thing.
You have semaphore on there. I do.
Big old floppy disk drive.
We did a football team dinner at Golden Corral once, and I think they lost money that night.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah. We did.
We need the emergency ham.
They're calling like the other stores in the area. Can you send divert the ham to Lake Oswego or whatever?
Scramble the choppers.
We did Country Buffet and Rick Alvarez puked. Do you remember that?
I don't remember Rick Alvarez.
Is that his name? Maybe I'm thinking of a different guy.
Do you remember a guy puking after Golden Corral or after Old Country?
Yeah, he looked like Cody Hockaday, but less ugly.
I think you were in a different carpool that night.
Yeah, he puked in between two
cars.
Shout
out to Cody. You're not that ugly, man.
I never thought Cody was ugly. If I could have been as handsome as Cody Hockaday in high school, it would have been on.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Sure, yeah.
He had old man face.
I know. He looked like he could buy beer.
Sam,
that's not equal handsome.
You can't be that attractive and dance on the right side of the offensive line the way you were. That combination never would have worked out.
Dan Starkovich was on my side. Dan Starkovich was so hot.
Fuck, he was so
Samoan. He had a dick he could wrap around his wrist. He was fine.
Yeah. He had sex with every girl.
And a couple
like
teachers.
At least a grade above. Yeah, and at least a grade above and two grades below us. Every girl that you ever knew had sex with Dan.
There's a Cody Hockaday who's an experienced mechanical engineer, team leader, and project manager in the Denver metropolitan area.
That's a possibility.
He worked for Halliburton. All right.
Perfect place for an exclamation point.
He's not a bad looking guy. I think he's
aged into his... We don't know if this is the right guy.
He's aged into his face.
Does he have red hair? Does he look stern?
Hold on. It could have been red. Here's a picture of him at the Belmont Stakes wearing a white jacket. Was he the kind of guy who would go to a horse race?
No, he's the kind of guy who would go to the Omaha Steaks store.
Like plan a trip around it.
You can't. Yeah, exactly. Not a lot of kids in high school I would peg for people that would go to a horse race. I can't really think of anyone who's going to
join LinkedIn. This isn't
get in there. You don't have a LinkedIn? How do you get gigs?
I don't have a LinkedIn either.
How do you keep getting booked at all those teams and years, David? You'll never get a corporate.
The exclamation point.
Exclamation point. Yeah.
It's a classic first pick. Same time for your first pick.
I'm going with the only one you need in any literary novel, which is the period.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. I thought
end
that
all
was
be
the,
all.
That was the first pick.
The full stop.
This was me getting Jordan, and you took Sam Bowie.
No, it doesn't speak to me enough.
That feels like we didn't need to make that the example.
period.
I'm just saying,
is
the exclamation point you will never see in any book ever worth reading unless there's a magic system in there. And I said worth reading, so they cancel each other out. But the period's all you need. I think that Cormac McCarthy has eschewed even commas. He doesn't use quotation marks.
It's just straight through with that guy.
Yeah.
Full stop. The end. Period.
It's awesome.
We're done.
It's awesome. Yeah.
I think there a period.
Who's the guy who didn't use any punctuation in his book at all?
Sounds
God,
like
what's it?
Dr. Seuss.
Sand and the Fury.
It's Cody Hockaday. I'm sorry. I googled what you
Hemingway.
Were looking at. It's 100% him.
That's
it's
him.
That's Cody. That's crazy.
He's got his life on the rails, man. He's going to the Belmont Stakes. He's got a little facial hair. Hockaday's got it together.
That's period.
He always had facial hair. He always had that kind of like up close magician goatee.
He looks like that at 17, though.
And he still does. He still does. He's also into computer aided design now, though. So he's branched out.
That makes sense.
Also, I think I lost my virginity at his graduation.
I wasn't going to bring it up. That was a big night.
Yeah. It's a big night. Bales of hay were involved.
Whoa, that was a
good job.
That was
you made love on a hay bale?
That was one
I wouldn't
those.
Say I made love. I made a
there
mess.
There was no love involved.
Made a mess on a hay bale?
Yeah. I put her in the thresher. Is it him? I'm scared to click on anything, but I want to see
it. It's 100% him. It's 100% him.
Well, that'll be fun to see. Good for him.
Yeah, I hope Hockaday keeps an eye on his analytics, seeing a big spike next Thursday. Big spike on Hockaday.
We just saved his career. He just got the job at the firm. Yeah, period, man. I mean, like you said, Hemingway, I think he still used quotation marks, but...
Not in all his books. He didn't... what did I just read? Old Man and the Sea didn't have any.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He was so embarrassed that won the big literary award because he was like, this is a book for idiots.
Yeah.
which it's still a staggering work, but yeah, period
but
for sure.
As,
and also it makes you think of the feminine visitor, which is fun too. It's a little double dip.
Yeah, it's a good time.
And Flo. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite Hemingway?
My favorite Hemingway, I think I have to go The Sun Also Rises because it's
also
a dick
mine.
Joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a pun on him not having a penis.
It doesn't work, that whole book.
Yeah, that's his whole thing.
He can't
that's
get it up
injury.
Ever. I also love that he was just like writing very, very not subtle transferences of the people he was hanging out with.
Yeah.
And they were like, after they read the book and they were like, I thought we were friends.
Come on,
like
man.
That, like the Jewish guy in there who's like, dude, we were like just hanging out and all of a sudden, this is what you thought about me?
That guy sucks in that book.
He sucks so hard in that book.
He fucking sucks.
It's so funny. Sean, you might like The Sun Also Rises. There's a lot of drinking in it.
I got
a lot of drinking, a lot of bullfighting.
I have a couple books that I'm behind. Trust me. I got to get to your book, man. I have Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I have Anatomy. I still haven't even cracked, and I have to do that before June. So
why?
It's going to be tough.
Are you giving a dissertation?
I think that's when your book comes out, right? June?
June 11th. June 11th.
Yep. Hey, let a brother get a galley copy. Carmel.
I'll send you a galley copy. Absolutely.
I would love to read it. There's fun letters in the Key West Hemingway Museum of him just sending bullying letters to the guy who wrote The Great Gatsby.
Fitzgerald?
Yeah. And he's like, they love you. They love your cute shit, but they don't love what a man writes. They don't love what a man writes a book. He's just like jealous and being petty. And they're very cool.
A boat shouldn't beat on ceaselessly. It should be used to kill a swordfish.
Yeah, how dare you end a... How dare you use adverbs? He was just pissed about all the L-Y's in the book.
Sam,
a man doesn't use adverbs.
I gotta tell you this. So the first Valentine's Day Laura and I had together, she made a Mad Lib. And we're out at dinner. And she's like, give me an adjective, whatever. And then she goes, give me an adverb. And I was like, oh... And I can't think of one right now. And the whole time I was like, I don't know. I don't know what an adverb is. How am I going to get out of this? And we got to the end and I just had to be like, I don't know what an adverb is.
That made me swallow my zen.
It was tough because it was our first, we'd been dating for 2 months, 3 months. And I was like, God damn, this is where it shows how dumb I am in this area. And she stuck with me.
it's good to get that kind of stuff out of the way, like up front, man.
Ooh, I think it's tough. Beautiful. I was just like, do I go Google what an adverb is? But then I was like, just be honest. Just don't, you know, why, what's the point? You know, be who you are.
And she's like, give me an adverb. And you're like, I have to go to the bathroom. I'm taking my phone, but for a different thing.
I have to take a big shit, so I'm going to need my phone to pass the time.
Look, I don't want to embarrass myself right now. I have to take a huge shit.
One of the first times I was going to cook her dinner, I offered to make tacos. And I was like, oh, man, I don't really know how to do that. So I went to Subway.
Taco.
Ate a sandwich while I Googled how to make tacos. And because I wanted to eat a sandwich.
You ate a sandwich?
I was like, I want to eat a sandwich in case I fuck up dinner and we can't
so
eat.
At least then you eat.
Yeah.
Did you get her?
She was at work.
No, I don't want her.
I'm going to be hungry. But I couldn't bring her a sandwich.
I would be like,
hey, I got this in case I fucked up dinner.
Did you make like just like real like gringo hard shell?
I Googled how to brown beef. That's all I got. I was like, how to cook beef.
Heat.
Yeah, that was it. Basically, there was like a 30-second video and I was eating my sandwich like, oh, this will be easy. So I had two dinners that night.
Yeah, brain food.
Anywho.
David, time for your first pick. Yeah,
I got CJ Stroud, enjoy Bryce Young, periods forever.
Man, yeah, period was the only one I even cared about in this whole draft. I guess I like semicolons.
Oh, semicolons really?
Sometimes they'll drop you off a cliff. Like the one statement will be something, and it'll be something super negative where you're like, so like, yeah, semicolons. It looks regal. It's a good look.
It does look regal.
I like the way it looks. Like you just went.
I've seen a lot of attractive women with semicolon tattoos.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't really know.
I feel like it's probably something we've missed.
Are the kids doing it? No.
There's like a back of the arm semicolon tattoo going on, like the tricep tattoo.
Isaac's coming in.
No, no, it's actually a suicide surviving thing because it was supposed to be a period and then they make it
covers
semicolon.
Up a bunch of dashes and hyphens.
Great. Yeah,
so it's a little dark. So I wanted to
come in. Third round talent.
Yeah. Damn.
Well,
damn.
I'm glad I said that. You guys know where I've been at.
Well, that's good in that way. It's a good thing. That's a positive thing.
I like survivors.
Me too. I think it's the ugliest punctuation. I think it's the most upsetting to the eye.
I love it.
Really?
Yeah. There's something about it.
It's
looks
like a little wink.
Maybe that's like a wink, but
the incongruity
like
on the page. It just really. I mean, it's a great punctuation mark. It's so useful, but I just hate the way it looks.
I like it. I think it flows to it. Like my eye goes to it first. Also sometimes it's like when it's used well, you're like, okay, that's like the feeling I get from someone.
I don't even know where to use it. When do you use it?
You know, when you use it is when the first part of the sentence is connected to the second part of the sentence. So when it's like,
I thought a sentence was connected.
But it's, like
it's when the second part of the sentence hinges on the first part of the sentence.
Yeah, that's a good
throw something at me.
In 2001,
Space Odyssey.
In 2001, Ian had to go to football practice, even though there was a massive tragedy 2,000 miles away on the East Coast. The events of September 11th.
Where would the semicolon be?
After East Coast.
Okay. All right, I get it. That makes sense. So something that has to do with the sentence, but it isn't.
I was really
teachers tried their best.
it's like if you were like, I don't like nachos. The sour cream is gross.
Yeah,
that doesn't mean I don't like nachos, Sam. I just get it without sour cream.
Sure, that's fair. I'm just saying. I was trying to put it into more ground beef.
get it down on my level.
Yeah,
this is one of those on the ground a little bit.
It's a tough one to know.
Yeah, it's one of those where if you try to explain it, it's that don't try to save a drowning person because you might drown yourself.
Right. it's like Sean got hammered at the bar. He missed work the next day.
I always got to work, man. I always actually made it in. I was pretty good about that.
Are you listening to what the fuck I'm saying to you?
I really only call in sick when I'm not sick. You know what I mean? So, yeah,
the second part of the sentence can only exist with the first part of the sentence.
I'm gonna
That's
have to
what
keep
it does.
Reflecting the whole time. I feel like this is going to be a draft where I have to do a lot of that.
First.
I did. Darn it.
Oh, good. The train is here. Can you guys hear that?
I did.
Oh, good. That means the milk and eggs will be at the store. Yeah.
She's finally coming around.
Maybe the train's got a
mountain
hotspot, so you'll get good internet for a minute.
It's got a hotspot. They shovel all the coal into it.
Yeah. It's called the furnace.
Time for my first pick and then my second pick, as it is a serpentine draft. I got to go question mark. It's sitting right there.
It's fun. Helpful. The Riddler.
I'm saying helpful as a logo.
What did you say?
The Riddler. It's on an ICP album, Riddlebox. Dude, you got all kinds of dang shit with that one.
This is round one?
This is round one. This gives me Insane Clown
Posse,
gonna
be the dumbest,
Riddler.
Be the dumbest dumb in
the
sound.
The
I
rest
ready
of mine
for
are
it.
Gonna suck.
That band, question mark and the Mysterios. It's one
Quest
of the...
Love.
Yeah, Questlove. It's also just a sassy looking symbol.
It looks like it's got like a it's curvy. It's a curvy punctuation.
It is asking you a question. Like it looks like what it is.
Like if one of these had genie in a lamp, it would be question mark.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just feel like it's pure first round talent. Like you need it is a almost not more important than an exclamation point. I'm not trying to throw anybody's pick under the bus here, but it is more important than an exclamation point.
Yeah,
it's kind of like the only one you have to use besides a period, right?
You kind of need a period in this, and you're good to go.
Yeah, yeah, you can. That's like the full toolbox.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's the Stockton to the Malone.
It is the Stockton to the Malone. And it has crazy conspiracy theory beliefs, but it's not a pedophile.
Dickheads with hot daughters.
Is Stockton a conspiracy guy?
Yo, he's way out there.
The further we get outside of that, the weirder you realize that duo was.
They're so weird.
Seriously.
Those guys.
They're batshit. And you know they were. I mean, that was just...
They were just in Utah having ideas.
You start to think that you're like, what we wanted to believe in the 90s was that John Stockton's ability to thread a pass or to run a pick and roll exempted him from having grown up in Eastern Washington. But
that's true. He's their good guy. They like him in Utah, but
yeah. No.
Really bad guy.
The shorts are shorts, but the answers are long.
They long answer. The questions are even longer, man. The questions go forever.
See, now if you put an exclamation point after that, I'm going to read that. I'm going to read that article.
Stockton was out there saying he has like a list of hundreds of athletes who've dropped dead on the field because of their because they took the vaccine. He was one of those guys.
Oh. Hundreds. Yeah.
Hundreds.
Hundreds.
Sounds like most of my demographic.
Yeah. That's right.
Go Zags.
Yeah. Maybe do your next special in a Stockton jersey. You get those comment sections to calm down a little bit.
I want it in a game worn Stockton jersey so it just covers my tip.
The Sam T Nation's going crazy.
Sam T wore a sports bra in that last special. What was that about?
Oh. And I got to go ahead now. I'm going to put down with my second pick. I'm going to hold it down for everybody south of the border there. I'm taking the upside down question mark.
This is where I thought.
Whoa, he bookended it.
Bookended him. I got him.
Damn. Yeah that's good.
I thought that'd be later. I thought I was going to really blow everyone's mind with that.
I can handle questions or preguntas.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what the upside down question mark is called. I bet it has a name.
I don't think it's called the upside down question mark.
Don't you have to do it? Yeah. I don't know.
It is called the upside down question mark.
It's on either end, but what's a question mark called in Spanish is what it would be.
Inverted question mark.
You just did the thing where you got both the brothers, which is a really exciting way to build a franchise.
I've got the Morris twins. I've got Brooke and Robin Lopez. I'm ready to go. I've got Osar and Amen Thompson.
The Griffin bros.
Let me ask you this.
It's not going to work out for a long time, but it can be fun.
Amen.
Were there two brothers who played for those Pacers teams?
Oh, they weren't actual brothers. The Davises?
They weren't?
They weren't actual brothers. No, they would just have the same last name.
Damn. Well,
yeah. Dale and the other Davis? The two. Yeah.
My entire childhood has been uprooted right now.
They were both Antonio Davis. They were brothers.
Right, I know.
Isaac, cut that out.
Turn it up.
No, I mean cut it out. Like, like, well, isolate that sound.
Yeah. That's the breakout from this episode.
Isolate that sound.
I thought that they were twins when I was a kid.
No, 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 no. You misunderstood. You misunderstood.
But I thought I was being progressive.
As a kid, you thought that?
Well, I was like, if they could be twins.
I guess compared to the people who were around, you probably were.
I'm not. I literally thought that they were the twins who played for the Pacers and they kept Reggie safe. That's what I thought as a child.
They kept Reggie safe.
They did. Yeah, they did Reggie. Do that.
And in like my childhood, like imagination, I was like, well, they probably got him with one draft pick. They're probably like a package deal.
we're gonna roll the dice here. We don't know how good either of them are, but together we think they can really do something. I'm 99% sure they weren't brothers.
I thought I was related to Michael Jordan for years when I was a kid, just because we were both named Jordan. I didn't understand how there could be like, I was like, one last name. We all have that. Probably till I was like 6 or 7.
Maybe Señor six. De interrogación is Spanish for a question mark.
I knew it was Spanish.
Yeah. That's a great choice.
Yeah. Good on you, Playboy.
I just think at this point, it's like it's drafting a running back and his handcuffs. You know what I mean? I've got them both. I've got the backup.
Right. And also, you can't have, if you're reading a question in Spanish, you can't have one without the other.
It's useless to me. It's absolutely useless to me. Mm-hmm. David, time for your second pick.
It's already... Sorry, fucking thin in here.
Yeah. Let's do some bangers on the board.
Not if you read like I do.
You just read Convenience Store Woman?
Oh, I did. That was a period book.
Oh, how was that?
That was like, it was amazing, but it was all periods.
I gave it 4 stars on Goodreads.
I really liked it.
I just read Claire Keegan. Foster, good one.
I'm trying to read The Idiot now. Probably going to read that Dostoevsky book you gave
me. Is that
me.
Who that's by?
Yeah, I guess a hyphen. Sometimes when I see a hyphen, I'm excited. Sometimes it's like a funny thing or like it keys into a joke or something like that. So a hyphen, I'm never mad it's at the party. You know what I mean? It's artichoke dip, you know? Yeah, I'd rather have some meat, but this is good.
Let me ask you this.
Go on.
Does that mean that...
Were you going to say I never shit?
I've never shit a hyphen out before.
I'm just kidding. Apropos of nothing, I've never shit in my whole life.
That was a perfect use of a hyphen. He left his head.
Yeah. He did. Like, I've never shit.
What were you going to say,
Sam? Hyphen, let's leave it to the guy who doesn't read a ton.
Nothing.
A hyphen, you would just, if your word is going to be done... or if your word can't fit on the page, a hyphen brings it over on the other side of the page. Or it can be in the middle of, just the middle of like a 2 words that go together but aren't the one word, right?
Exactly. Like father-in-law, 2 hyphens in there.
Yeah.
That's an exciting one.
Yeah. Yeah.
that's one that I like. I feel like it's another one that comes in like funny stuff. Like you'll see funny words hyphenated, but I don't really have great examples for it. I was really, period was going to be my big pick, and then I was going to kind of coast on that talent for the rest of the season.
In the tradition of funny words, like titty fuck, is that, that's a hyphenated is titty word, fuck, for example, I thought, right?
But you know, lately on bathroom walls, I've been seeing titty fuck as one.
That's one word?
Text it and see if it throws a hyphen in there for you.
I've seen titty fuck a lot as one.
I've seen TF. The kids are in a hurry.
Whoa. TF? They can't.
If they're in a hurry.
They can't get it in there fast enough.
Yeah, they're picking the wrong part to be in a hurry. I'll tell you that. There's better parts
take
in the body.
Take your time, boys.
Yeah.
It's your anniversary. Live it up.
Take your time, boys.
No need to be in a rush when the supple twins are involved. Those were my Davis twins.
Saying that.
They were related.
Hey, Emmy. I'm Reggie Miller today.
I'm just picturing you at the skate park smoking like a cigar, like, take your time, boys. Nothing needs to be rushed. Doesn't matter what you're doing. One of these days, if you're my age, you wish you would have slowed down a little bit.
Hyphen also is just a cool sounding word in general.
It's a cool sounding word.
Yeah.
Strong looking. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like all the Nates.
Yep.
When are we supposed to use?
It's like a multi-hyphenate.
Oh, multi-hyphenate. You're a multi-hyphenate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I sing and dance.
Yeah. You're like Cordell Stewart.
Yeah. They say that.
But he was Flash. Yeah. I know.
Should have been hyphen.
Well, I'm sure it's going to come up, so I'll get to know the difference as soon as it does. lucky me, I'm finally going to find out.
E-40 is a hyphy hyphen?
Oh, man. Go. Good job.
Okay. And that he is a rapper and a liquor impresario?
I had to explain to my father-in-law who E-40 was the other day because there's this game that Wordle came out with called Connections where you go, anyway, one of them was rappers. And it So it was rap. I think it was rappers that have numbers in their name. But so this game, long story short, it gives you 16 words. You have to figure out how they go together in groups of four. One of them was rappers, I think, with numbers in their names. He'd never heard of any of them. So I was like, well, I'm going to play them all for you right now. So I played him E-40. And you could just see he was like, I understand how you like this. Like, I don't think he was stoked.
What was the song you played?
Sister. I don't know what it's called. No. Tell me how to go. Sprinkle Me was the first E-40 song I ever heard.
Were you saying Tell Me How to Go?
Yeah, Tell Me Where to Go.
Tell me when to go.
Tell me how to go.
You're the one that's never shit. I'll tell you right now. You sit down, you push.
Tell me how to go. Laura, tell me how to go.
I'm trying, Laura. Tell me who to go.
In your effort to talk about explaining this to a dad, you couldn't have sounded more like a dad. Tell me how to go.
I'm a dad. What do you want?
Like a mom the day after a bar mitzvah.
I played him an E-40 song.
Sam, time for your second pick. Hyphen is off the board.
I can't believe this is still on the board. I'm literally building a franchise over here. I'm taking comma.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, comma. Yeah.
It's right there. It's like a miniature period. And it also does the job of a semicolon and to certain degrees. A hyphenate. So yeah, I mean, I'm right there. But I am not taking the Oxford comma.
I was going to ask.
Obviously, I
hate the Oxford comma. It's so pretentious. It's a good way to let people know that you read The New Yorker. It's like, I use the Oxford comma. Here you go.
Explain to the folks. I know what you're talking about. Explain to the folks who might not
know. I don't even know. I think you use it in, you use it before and. It's that kind of comma, right? Yeah. You just wrote the book. Ian, why don't you take this one?
It's like I had, for lunch, I had, chips, guacamole, and tacos. And traditionally, you wouldn't put a comma after guacamole there. But if you're using an Oxford comma, you would.
What is it doing?
And guess what? It is pissing me off is what it's doing.
It's also called something else, right? It's not just the Oxford comma. There's another term.
It's called the Pope's hook. The king's query, I think. Yeah. It sucks.
What's it doing?
It's antiquated. It's unnecessary. It shouldn't be used.
It's doing the same job as a comma, but and is there. So you don't really need it. I should have added one more thing. It's after three or more.
I always thought that a comma, let me see if I get that. So I'm figuring out that you have to, I do it in my text a lot now where I'm like, way to go, Brad. Use a comma, right? After go.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's going to be like, wait, I don't know. It just doesn't make sense when you say it out loud. I'm just figuring this out.
There's
the last
that classic
couple years.
Example that eats shoots and leaves. If you're describing a panda, you know what I mean? If it like a panda eats shoots and leaves, no comma, because it eats shoots and leaves.
And then leaves.
But if you're talking about like whoever killed Tony Soprano, eats, comma, shoots and leaves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if you want to fucking put an Oxford comma in there, eats, comma, shoots, comma, and leaves.
So I used to put Oxford commas in everything in middle school and high school, I guess. Nobody ever told me what it was, but I always
put them. No one can be mad at you because you look like you've been over to Maryold and taken a graduate level class.
Yeah.
That's what they thought.
You say, do you want to nip down to the pub and stuff like that? And you use Oxford commas.
Yeah.
Yeah. You say cheers after you get directions from a stranger. And I want to hold your head underwater.
God.
That pisses me off so much.
It was the worst. I mean, it still happens.
It's the no worries of here. I mean, no worries is it's still so prevalent up here, and it just blows my mind.
But I feel like no worries has now divorced itself from Australians. Like people just say it,
I don't think of Australians when I.
Oh, I don't either at all.
Cheers is specifically something.
I think like Sublime Girls.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, no worries. It's specifically people who've studied abroad in England or who've gone to England for like. A little while, say cheers.
Or who saw a couple episodes of Peaky Blinders. You're giving them too much credit.
Yes.
These are guys who bar backed at a soccer bar and now they say cheers all the time. And they're cheers. Not invited to any party I throw.
Cheers, those mate. First few Peaky Blinders episodes, though.
Yeah.
I was into it for like three.
You have to separate the art from the artist.
I had to shut it off. I couldn't understand them. It was like the only thing I've ever...
It's all the Oxford commas.
The words they said?
Yeah, I couldn't understand. Or like it was just plight. Too... Just the accent.
The plight.
Yeah, I couldn't identify with what they were going through. I just don't know that life, you know?
This isn't speaking to me. This doesn't speak to my experiences.
I'm going to throw on a skate video.
Sean. Almost Baker 3. There's no punctuation in there.
Yes, there is. Andrew Reynolds punctuate the video with him being one of the best skateboarders to ever step foot on a board. That video is so good. Go watch Baker 3.
I'm right there with you. I agree.
It is so good. Anyway.
Sean Tover, your second and your third picks.
Upside down exclamation point.
Okay. Feels derivative now. Feels derivative.
But I got excited. I was like, oh man. Because I don't have anything else I want either. So that was pretty good. Fucking give me a
cover band pick.
Yeah, cry me a river, dude. I'm out still. Our boards look the same. Mine just in a better mood than yours. I know there's a little music. More what's going on.
There's music in the air. It's a good
mine's, not sure, mine's not sure about itself.
My board made a confident decision over here.
Yeah, mine's even like, should I have done that?
You could actually flip-flop in our actual minds what our decisions are, because I'm like, God, I sound like I'm copying him. But on paper, it looks like, oh, this guy knows what time true. It is. So upside down exclamation point. Nothing to be said that hasn't been said already, because it's already been picked, essentially. And then... quotation marks.
Ah,
I like them. We like them for different reasons, I bet, but that makes me feel good, Sam. I just thought of this, but my exclamation points go on both sides, and so do my quotation marks. So now, on paper, one of my sentences could be like, punctuation mark, get buck, punctuation mark. It'd be dank. So it'd be like, quote, exclamation point, get buck, exclamation point, quote. And that's me.
What you
saying.
Just said is like you watching Peaky Blinders. I don't understand the merits of it, but a lot of people love it, and I'm not here to rain on it.
Oh, no.
Shouldn't it have been in Spanish?
Oh, man. I think it's universal.
Just like Fiesta. That should be in the middle,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. 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 All right. Quotation mark, upside down exclamation point, Fiesta.
So I don't point, think it's like buck is slang. So we can't really. Do any of us know enough Spanish to know what like getting buck
know what's
in
happening.
Spanish is?
I'm sorry, guys.
I mean, you know, I just know. No, I don't actually. Anybody? Yeah. Does anybody know any slang in a different language that would mean
only,
something?
Only slang.
I'm not, not talking about like culo. Isaac, was there like a buck translation in Korean that you might know?
Buck in Korean? I don't think.
Don't say it like that.
Isaac's the first guy to ever say that.
Yeah. I think I'm the first guy to ever say it.
I think like, I might be pioneering it if I try to translate it.
Partying hard, you know? Getting hard. But not. Buck is so.
It's very specific. It's a very specific term, even in
dude,
American English.
You're
going to
tell me the fucking bang, bang, bang dudes don't get buck? They're like the buckest
they
dudes
are.
I've ever seen.
No, they sure are. Big Bang.
They dress like firefighters and fucking like Slash and all that. Yeah, these are gnarly.
Isaac, anyway. Did you see that Kawhi Leonard re-signed?
He did. He what? Hold on.
Kawhi Leonard re-signed with the Clippers.
This is Isaac's like, I don't need any of you anymore. I'm out of here.
Goodbye.
He's a big Clippers fan.
I feel like you guys are distracting from all the heat that I just threw out there. Quotation marks, bro.
Well, here's a paradox
I'm lost
for
to
you
see.
Guys.
Yeah.
You know, here's something. So in a traditional kitchen, in a chain restaurant in America, you have a cultural exchange going on.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Of South American, Mexican, the Latino diaspora. And they're teaching typically a 15-year-old dishwasher all the slurs they know in Spanish.
Yeah.
Okay? That, and they're bad you? Slurs, too. So that's not progressive. But then you have the white kid trying to connect with them by repeating the slurs. So it's kind of like a who's right, who's wrong.
He's trying to trick you into let him say slurs. Don't.
I'm not at all.
This is an old, old game.
No. I am talking. This is not like when we found out we were Irish. No.
I can hear my mom being like, well,
this
no,
is a tale as old as time.
No, this is not an old magic.
How am I a good guy for saying it? Classic Sam T tricks.
This is it's a difficult conversation, and I brought it to three of the smartest men I know.
Oh, I'm listening now. You got me.
Yeah,
you
to know, three yeah. slur doctors.
I never worked in a doctors. Kitchen. I never worked in a kitchen.
Sam, you really
he
buttered
just,
me up.
He just said the words.
you just show up and say them. I'm not even working.
Just pop in the kitchen.
Gentlemen.
Hey, boys. So, you saying this here? Yeah.
Just came back to fix myself a drink.
Yeah. That's my version of walking through the kitchen in Goodfellas. I just pepper them. Letting it ring.
Oh my God. Anyway, table five. I'm out there whenever it's ready.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to go eat some chimneys.
It's an interesting pondry, that's all.
I guess if that's just the beginning and not the beginning and the end of somebody's cultural immersion, maybe it can there's an argument.
You give a little bit of ground on this, Ian.
Oh my God.
Look at his
maybe
face.
Inspired
look
at the young man. Yes.
Look at his face.
No.
No. Let me
he's
finish.
So happy.
Maybe he goes to Catalonia. Maybe he takes a trip to Spain.
Maybe he gets jumped in a parking lot after a Nickelback show, too.
Well, anything he probably goes over there to join the Golden Dawn, which is the issue, you know?
Yeah. How do we Golden get down? Dawn? How do we get going down that road?
Oh man!
Quotation
marks. Get that call.
And then he's doing his brush. He's brushing his hair.
Oh yeah.
Oh man.
Holy buckets! My stomach hurts, man.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, listen, we all have things that stress us out. If you don't, then hit me in the DMs. Let me know your secret. I have been trying my whole life to figure out what to do about that. We keep them bottled up. You know, it starts to affect you negatively. I don't care who you are. It just does. You take it out on people. You know, one day it's like the dishes are piling up or whatever. And then you're having a fight over parking space. It just, they bottle up and they come out in negative ways. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest. You can figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. Everybody has things that bother them. It could be your best friend in the world. It could be your partner. There's always stuff. That's just human nature. And you don't want to bottle it up. You want to tell people. Sometimes you don't want to tell the person because it doesn't really matter that much, you know, but you want to tell someone. You want to feel like you've been heard. I live in the world. I get how it is. And telling someone, it's always the best. What do you, you know what I mean? You call your best friend, you vent a little bit. You had a rough day at work, you vent. That's what therapy is. It's just somebody who lets you vent and they don't need to vent themselves. Come on. It's perfect. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is done entirely online, like a ton of things these days. It's extremely convenient. You don't got to get up. You don't got to go to the office. You don't got to sit in traffic. You just sit there on the laptop. It's convenient for you. It's flexible. We all got different schedules. You know, you're working nights. They want to work with you. They can help you out. They suit to your schedule. You just go out. You fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Sometimes you don't get the right fit right away. They want it to work just as bad as you want it to work. So give it a try. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/allfantasy today to get 10% off of your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/allfantasy.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Sam, it's time for you to make your third pick. Quotation marks
hey,
off
Sean,
the board.
I just want to say great choice with the quotation marks.
Thank you.
I am going to go with one of my favorite tools as an author, which is the colon, the straight up colon.
Oh, yeah.
There the two go. Bullet points.
I like that.
Slang for butthole. Come on.
That's right. Exactly.
Or technical for butthole. Uh-huh. I go slang for butthole. It's the slang term.
Anyway, slang for butthole.
I think sphincter's the hole.
Yeah. Anus, I believe, would be the. I just started doing a bit about this. What do you think a butthole? What do you think the technical term for a butthole is? Just right
I would
now.
Say sphincter.
Sphincter? Well, sphincter is an opening.
Yeah, but so's the butthole.
Like
the
a muscle. Hole. A muscle. Well, I mean, but the specific butthole, like what's the actual word for it? Because sphincter could be any muscular opening, right? Like you have sphincters in your body.
Are you crowdsourcing this bit or is this written?
I'm just asking it? You guys.
Yeah, because you got to hit Guild with us if we're going to work on
well,
this.
Well, yeah, I want to say.
I'm unioned up, baby.
Yeah, man. We learned our lessons.
I'm in the pipe fitters union.
Yeah, call my local rep.
Sanitation for me.
Yeah.
It's Love not called the sphincter?
It's anus, I would say. Anus would be your butthole, would that not?
Isaac?
Yeah, which surprisingly term do I, quiet.
Speaking of buttholes.
How do you say butthole in Korean?
Donko.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. Donko. That's fun.
Donko?
Yeah. There's a restaurant in Koreatown actually named Donko that's pretty good.
Okay. It's named Butthole?
It's named Butthole.
It's butthole?
Yes.
Butthole.
Butthole. Oh, yeah. That's
they just serve calamari.
It's your butthole. Sorry, I distracted from your pick, Sam. Colon.
It is anus. It is anus.
We are right. Drafting punctuation marks. Anything you can do to heighten this, take it for a ride. All right.
Yeah, it was your first idea.
I'm drowning.
The great butthole debate is fine with me.
Let's try to keep it on topic, guys. What do we think about the
we
colon?
Colon.
What are our favorite uses?
I watched a video. And Laura sent me this video about like
is
trying
this a
to talk to your
thing?
Kids. It is. It's trying to talk to your
video?
Kids. And they're like, you should use.
Man, that's
talk
how
about
they keep
that.
It spicy.
Yeah.
The video says when you're talking to your kids about their private parts, you should use the technical terms like penis, vagina, vulva, and butthole is what this lady says. And I'm like, no way. The technical term is butthole. There's just no way. That's it.
This is a lady talking to children?
This is a lady on a. If I can find it, I'll show you the video right
now.
She's
just trying to give you some incentive for using the first three correctly. And it's like, listen, but we're not going to take away butthole.
I feel like I'm doing the bit now. I wasn't going to use slang on any kids. I'm, you know, anyway, that's now we're getting
into
it.
Oh, that's
mostly
what I would
butthole? Use. What were you going to say? Anus to your daughter? You need to make sure you wipe your anus?
You want
to
know how the bit
goes?
Yeah,
he's going to say it's a dank anus.
It's a dank anus. Your dank anus. Because it gets gnarly.
Buck nuts.
If you're in Phoenix... You need February to get buck 1st on your through anus. The 3rd. See, we're doing the bit. If you're in Phoenix, February 1st through the 3rd, go ahead and come see the bit. There it is. Got to make
and
them thirsty.
See me the next weekend. I'm following you guys around.
At the come. Desert Ridge Improv, are you?
Yeah.
We'll hide a pistol in the ceiling tiles of the club.
Please do. Yeah, so I can fight my way out of the kitchen after I get too comfortable.
Hey, you guys still back there?
Boys, keep it warm. I'll be back in 45. I love colon, though. Graham Greene. You can tell in my book when I started running the light, you can tell when I was reading Graham Greene because, boy, are there a bunch of colons just all over the page. And you can do multiple colons in one sentence. Graham Greene will use like three colons over the course of a whole paragraph, and it's just one whole sentence. And it's a great little tool, and it does a lot of the work. It's kind of a hybrid punctuation mark, and I think it's very valuable.
So a colon is you put a list after a colon, right? Or
it's the way I look at it is it's kind of like you do the list thing. Yes, it's good for lists, of course, classically. But it, I always think that you use it when the second part of the sentence answers the first part of the sentence.
Yeah.
It's like a little bit of suspense built in one line. And I like that, you know?
Yeah,
me too. Sean?
No, okay. Yeah, that works. Yeah. That's almost exactly what I had in my mind. So yeah, thanks. I was just making sure.
New York Mets great Bartolo Colon. I think it's spelled the same way too. So you also get him.
Yeah. David, he smelt the way he sounded.
Yeah.
Save David, it for the kitchen.
Third pick.
Save it for the kitchen.
Cologne. He smells like cologne. That's the joke. I'm not being nasty. I learned my lesson on the paywalled live app from High Plains. You got to keep it pretty close to the vest if you want the big listenership on this. So I'm being a good boy and David's making it nasty.
I'm not making it nasty. I'm having fun with my friends. I'm into symbols. I don't know what you guys are. We still, can we get into symbols yet?
You think I want to pick two more?
I'm into symbols. I'm full on into symbols.
There's more classic punctuation, but you do what? You do you.
David.
I want to take ampersand because I like ass and titties.
Please.
Right. Great.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You call them.
There's no T without the A.
Amps and sands?
No, I said ampersands.
I know.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's the curviest. You were gonna wordplay on what it sounds
it's
like.
It's the one that looks like Gianna Michaels the most.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Hold on. Let me just open this window.
Yeah, it was already open.
Oh, yeah.
How many windows you got open on that thing?
Two for
I can only do five before it starts humming. If I go to seven, smoke comes out of it. Gianna Michaels. Where's her parade?
I don't know, man. Where is she?
I have sources that say that she's living in Las Vegas.
Okay.
Does she go to the Belmont?
Oh,
do you
no.
guys not... You guys
she
are,
is the steak.
Oh, I thought this was the girl you went to high school with.
No, we all went to high school with her.
I know.
Maybe if I died in junior high and went to heaven high. Yeah.
I think everybody.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Google it.
Say it again.
Google it. Gianna Michaels.
She plays power forward for the Milwaukee Bucks, Sean.
Oh, she was power forward. That's for sure.
A lot of bucks.
I've Googled it, and now I have more of an idea of what you're talking about.
The ampersand.
I've seen the images, and I've correlated how they coincide with the ampersand, and I can now be part of the conversation.
A professional porn actor, for those listening at home, sure. Unable to Google because they're driving. The ampersand.
That don't stop that don't stop
Throw
you.
The blinkers
it's
on.
Worth
Treat
it.
Yourself. Yeah. Your insurance premiums don't matter.
You're going to be driving around like an ampersand after you get that Google.
Take the ticket. You're going to be an upside down exclamation point.
Ay, ay, ay. Ay, mio, mio.
Oh, no. You opened the gate.
It is a sumptuous punctuation, the ampersand, for sure. Absolutely sumptuous.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh,
it also, for the millennials, it is a very millennial punctuation, I feel like. For restaurants, like I feel like in the symbology, like I have this a bit slightly about this now, but it's like every restaurant in like hipster white millennials, the ampersand is huge. Because it's like...
You have an ampersand bit?
A little bit. It's in a larger like hipster restaurant.
I wish we stumbled onto more of my bits.
Yeah.
Say something about how Stacey Dash makes you feel sexually.
All right, perfect. You missed it with the hyphen.
Pretty all right.
The hyphen is a dash. We could have said M dash. Yeah, there's an M dash in the hyphen. All right.
It's too late. Either way.
M dash is still on the board.
Now, I didn't look this up.
Go on.
Oh, does punctuation mark. It just needs to punctuate something in a sentence. Because my whole life, I thought it needed to be at the end of a sentence. That's not true. It just needs to put a little
comma's
sauce in the
middle.
Sentence.
Comma right. hangs in the middle.
So what makes, what's the difference between that? Like an ampersand?
You can only end with like the three, right?
Yeah, there's only a few. But I wouldn't traditionally think that's an
punctuation
mark.
Dog, I said
mark.
I'm into symbols. I'm post-punctuation.
No, but it is a punctuation mark though, right? Is what I'm saying.
I think it's a symbol.
I don't know.
You never punctuate a sentence
Why is
with an ampersand.
Yeah.
You would use the word and.
No, you'd say what David just did, ass and titties. I mean, sorry to be crass.
Oh, but I meant the actual symbol itself has ass and titties.
An ampersand. It looks like
it's heavy hangers on it.
It's a curvy symbol.
Oh, yeah, I was trying to be so intellectual there. Symbol.
It's almost an editorial. An ampersand is almost more of an editorial mark or something like that because it's used.
You can use it in titles, right?
It's a Grolix.
Yeah. It's a Grolix.
Okay.
But not the Grolix.
I agree with you though, Ian. There are a lot of restaurants that's like butter and cream. And butter, it's like, oh, cool. So an orange juice is $13.
Yeah, I'm exactly glad I know right. That. Wolf, there's usually a wolf is on one side of that ampersand, wolf and kitchen, sommelier and wolf. Like, I don't know who this fucking wolf is, but he is loaded.
Yeah, meat and board. It is just a typifier to let you know that you're going to want to split that check.
The girl and the goat, absolutely. Any of these places. Yeah. The wife and the psalm in Los Angeles. Every restaurant in Portland, they're all like that. The ampersand, a powerful symbol.
Bread and Circus, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shout out.
How do you feel about Stacey Dash sexually?
I know how he feels.
No, it's just, that's how I learned boundaries. Like, it just can't all be about bad bitches. You know what I mean? Sometimes you cross a line that my penis can't go.
Yeah. It can't follow you across that line.
Yeah. And it was a big one.
A moral cock block.
Yeah. Anyways.
David, we'll talk about it later. There was a very funny conversation that happened in the cabin over New Year's Eve that me and Emily have been trying to get to the bottom of, but it has to do with different melanin levels in skin. Remember when Mel just pointed to Brian's girl and was like, she's light skin?
Oh, that was crazy.
That was nuts.
He threw her under the bus.
She did not like it.
And he only did it because we had brought him up as possibly being light skin. And he deflected. Right. She said seven words to us all weekend.
The whole weekend.
And he was like, that bitch light as hell.
Me and Emmy were like, that wasn't good, right? That's inappropriate.
It was so funny we couldn't. Nobody could laugh.
No.
Nobody could laugh.
Nobody laughed? Said
it, and I looked at Alana, and she like looked down.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah, it was very funny.
Yeah. And then Sophie was like, well, so am I.
Yeah. She puts a bonnet on. sorry, this is deep inside baseball. Yeah.
Anyway.
I'll do my third and fourth picks. I'm going to take the ellipses.
Oh, great. Three and four? That's good.
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot. Yeah, that's fun. That's fun, because what's it mean? It's like how New York people talk.
Absolutely, yeah.
They're always like, yada, yada, yada.
It is often, in the hands of an amateur, way overused, but some people use an ellipses really well. But it's great for texting. It's a good texting one. It's a good, like, just, I haven't completed that thought yet. It was great in the early AOL Instant Messenger days when you were slowly flirting with somebody and just like sort of like, you know, slowly letting a little bit more of that rope out, exploring where we're at, seeing where we're going, dot, dot, dot.
Oh, yeah. You could get a good message back from ellipses.
Yeah.
For sure.
Ellipses was like, for it's sure. Like,
that's like the first one where you're hanging it out there.
Yeah.
And then it comes back and you're like, okay.
The ellipses did it again.
On now.
It was like Scorpion's scorpion thing for conversation.
It's always like, what are you going to do about it? Dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot. Yes. Exactly. Yeah.
It's the text equivalent of hitting them with the eyebrows.
Yeah. Man, shout out. That's actually a good one. That one got me through some hard times, man.
For sure. Because if you just say, what are you going to do about it?
Some hard times.
No punctuation? Bad. That's you seem terrifying. Question
or exclamation
mark.
Point. God forbid. What are you going to do about it?
What are you
going to
do about it?
Log off.
Yeah. Ellipses are great. And it kind of feels like since I have period, it's kind of like when Deion Sanders would go play a different sport.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like you have a summer contract from my periods.
I've got them on the Braves.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm taking the ellipses, and then, all right. Oh. It is getting.
Oh, it got. It's not getting.
Yeah, I'm in symbols.
It got.
I'm about to pick a fucking onk next.
I'll tell you what's really had a big come up in the last 10, 15 years is I'm taking the at symbol.
God damn it.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's only, I don't even know what I would have used it for.
It was just email, right?
Just email, right? I mean, just
email. But even before that, there must have been. Let me look it
up. It's an internet era symbol,
I don't remember
right?
ever like, seeing not... it. I remember. I remember writing it in middle school, don't I?
It was on typewriters in 1889, as early as 1889.
Is it like a shorthand thing? I never knew shorthand, like the actual.
Abbreviating at is very important. There's a lot of sweat equity put into writing AT.
That thing is so much harder to write than AT.
I know, but it's fun to write.
It is way.
That's what it is. That's
makes me feel like you're doing
like
something.
The old timey version of the Stussy S. It's a little stink on it.
Yeah,
do the Stussy S on like whenever I'm drawing on Max's chalkboard. I'll put a Stussy S. That and the Snoop Dogg
signature.
It was it meant at a rate of. So it was for accounting and invoicing originally.
Oh, right. Cooking the books.
But look at this. In Spain, in Muslim Spain, they used it. In Aragon. All right.
Yeah.
Son of Arathon. Son
of daughter of the hills. but the at symbol, now it's everywhere. Now we can't escape it. It's horrifying. It may be one of the more used punctuations.
Oh, yeah.
Outside
mine's
of the big
worn
three.
Out.
Yeah. Same. Right there. Look at that.
They got it on the two. That's how important it is. It's up there on the two.
Right.
Yeah. You'll notice what's on the one.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, do what you want.
I'm just saying, similar. Period, question mark, they have their own buttons. Well, I guess question mark shares it with a slash.
They both share. Yeah. They both share buttons with less important things than the number one, by the way.
Period is letting that thing crash.
Period is closer to home key, the home row, though.
My Lenovo has three question mark buttons. I don't know why.
One is sideways.
One of them's so hot. If I touch it, it burns my fingerprints off.
I have to wear gloves.
It's going to be like that doorknob at Home Alone. Don't touch one of those.
Oh, I got to be out of here in 13 minutes. Let's move on. David, time for your fourth pick.
Fourth pick. I'm taking hashtag. I hate it. I hate it when people say it out loud, but it's used a lot. It looks aggressive. It's angry. It was always used when people were cursing in comic books.
That's right.
It means numbers. I like it.
I mean, I remember back to like the touch tone phone, like hitting the pound key, you know?
It's also known as the pound sign. Do you know what another name for it is? The Octothorpe.
Oh, I like that best.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's top.
Octothorpe.
Octo meaning eight and Thorpe meaning?
Thorpe.
If you thought John Mapplethorpe was problematic, you got to see John Octothorpe stuff.
Eight hard dicks.
Yeah. He's huge in Japan. See, I can do highbrow.
Yeah, that's smart. That's a smart joke.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
I thought so.
It was a hentai joke.
My hands are tied.
Via Mapplethorpe.
Cut him loose. Yeah, that's what I'm picking. Sorry.
Oh, I saw the Cody Hockaday that we put in the chat, and then I accidentally read it as Cock Holiday, which I think would be a fun name for you, John.
If he'd have got a hold of that.
Me and David are going on.
I got the same. I just got the same thing. I don't want to join LinkedIn. I finally clicked on the link. I'm not joining LinkedIn.
Cock Holiday.
Covered a lot of weird ground.
Time for your fourth pick.
Look, if we're going for symbols,
stop.
Dollar sign, baby.
Stop.
There's more reasonable symbols you could have taken.
Money, cash.
Well, I know that.
Yeah, but what a great reasonable draft this has been.
If you guys are going to be in the mud, I'm going to get 32. Dollar sign. It's right there. It's on the floor.
Rolling it, piggy.
I mean, you could punctuate a sentence with it.
You could start a sentence with it.
No, you can end one. What are you going to do about it?
You can just send $5 signs, and that is a sentence.
Yeah. It says everything you need it to. Mm-hmm.
I'll get there when I get there. Dollar sign.
Your phone has a dollar sign. Your name has a dollar sign in my phone.
Oh, I appreciate that.
No, your wife did it.
Oh.
Yeah, when I got a new phone one time, your wife did it.
Why is Emmy setting your contact names?
I don't know. It says Sam. It says Sam dollar sign bags talent.
It's a lot better than what I am in Sophie's phone. I'm Sam Barebutt.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, it says...
B-A-R-E or B-E-A-R?
Oh, yeah. Dox it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dox it.
Two G's.
Right there with your social security number.
Find that picture in the comments under Sam's special. So it's brown.
under who's talking in the kitchen coming out next October.
Oh, dollar sign's good. I don't need all these pounds, the pound symbol from England though, horning in on my or the euro symbol. Get out of here.
I like that euro.
I kind of like
a handsome symbol.
It looks super. It looks like it looks futuristic.
It comes up on the Patreon, and I always get so excited when it's like new member and it's got the euro symbol. I'm just like, oh.
Looks really super futuristic.
Oh, the yen one's fun, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have a podcast. It's called Chubby Behemoth. Oh, yeah. I never promote it. I forgot to promote it on Rogan. I'm sure Becker's listening to this right now.
Yo,
just
Becker's
putting a cigarette out. Yeah, he is. Chubby Behemoth, give it a listen.
He's
very
eating
good.
10 pancettas just like.
Jesus. Mary and Joseph.
Oh, man.
I like the euro sign because I use it in a lot of my international players group chats.
Absolutely. dollar sign. Sean, time for your fourth and your final picks.
My fourth pick, I'm going to go the asterisk because when I spell things wrong, which I often do, it gives me a little symbol that I can correct it and make it look not as dumb. That's what I use.
It looks like a butthole.
It does look like a little, like a tight little butthole. Looks like tight one. Anus. Yeah, I use it if I'm a little too quick with the texting fingers, I can put that down there and I feel smarter because there's something letting everybody know that I spelled something wrong, even though I could just put the next word. But when
it's
I
also
do
like
that,
a Belgian superhero named Asterix. Sorry to interrupt you.
Asterix and Obelix.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Obelisk. Yeah, and that's a funny cartoon and their chief is named Vital Statistics. Yeah. That's a funny cartoon. I liked those.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah.
So you get him too, Sean. And your final pick?
Tight. The percent sign?
All right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in a lightning round. So
what percent do you think you gave that pick?
6?
Sam, time for your final pick?
I'm going to go a little off book here, and I'm going to take the French chapeau, the one that looks like a conical hat. I like that one because it's atop a lot of restaurants that I eat at in Paris. I have no idea what it means, but God, I love whenever I see that thing. I'm like, I'm safe.
You're going to
have muscles on the menu.
Eat a croissant.
Yeah.
I didn't forget. I will never forget.
Jesus.
What?
That thing's me saying croissant is
going
to haunt me forever.
What?
You said it straight up like, let me get a croissant.
He said it like he says it.
I say croissant.
I'm a man of the world. In the room.
I'm a man of the world.
Listen, we went to France together. It doesn't make it any less funny.
Yeah. Croissant does, I would hope.
It's so good.
And I like the chapeau because it means hat. So that's kind of fun. It's a little hat for the letter. Yeah, yeah.
Perhaps the jauntiest punctuation mark.
Mm-hmm.
David, your final?
Equals. Gets the point across. It's often very funny. Blank equals blank.
8 equals D, sure.
Yep. Great joke.
8 equals D.
Perfect joke text setup. Always fun.
That was the first text joke ever, I think. For me,
some of those tildes coming out of it too. It's fun.
Had a couple of more equal signs over here, but you do you. Oh, yeah. Equals is my closeout.
All right, I gotta go with the final one. I'm taking a failed punctuation mark, something they tried to get off the ground in the '60s. I'm taking the interrobang.
What is that?
It's a combination of the question mark and the exclamation point, which was meant to signify a rhetorical question.
Or like so specific. Yeah. Well, I never even seen this before. Is this the freakazoid symbol?
A little bit.
Say it again.
Interrobang.
They're number one in comedy journalism.
Yeah,
yeah they are. Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's when you have sex with someone you work with, right?
In interrobang?
Yeah.
No, that's when you have sex during a heated investigation.
Yeah.
Interrobang. Man, that thing
answer the question.
Wild looking. That thing looks crazy.
Or expresses excitement, disbelief, or confusion in the form of a question. Anyway.
I think it's the same as the exclamation point plus the question mark.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Yeah. You call that a hat? Are you out of your mind? What are those? Those are examples that they give on Wikipedia.
What are those?
What are those? The Interrobang. I like a failed experiment from the 60s, like a Zeppelin that could never. It's the Spruce Goose of punctuation marks.
Spruce Goose. You're 30 miles away from me right now.
You could get to it in the dark if you had to. Huh? Isaac, do you have a punctuation mark you'd like to add?
Yeah. None of you guys took the M dash, which is one of my favorite punctuations. It's great just for bifurcating a sentence. Just for
bifurcating. Okay.
I mean, let's move past that. We all know what it means.
I have a degree in poetry, you know, so I feel like I need to flex these muscles a little bit when we're talking about writing.
Shout out, Mary Oliver.
Isaac, great pick. I didn't take it because David took hyphen and I didn't want to get too in the weeds, but excellent. Excellent pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck an N dash, by the way. But an M dash, love an M dash. And love a hyphen as well.
What's an N dash?
An N dash is like it kind of in the middle between a hyphen and an M dash.
Oh, so
and
it's shorter.
It's shorter. The British use it. And I hate the British, so.
You hate the Scottish.
I hate the, yeah. Well,
I hate the British. I hate the British.
In my book, I did not know there was a difference. So it's all hyphens.
I feel like we squeezed.
Same.
I feel like we squeezed every ounce of juice out of your internet right now. Your voice it's starting to like click. You're not going to be able to use it for another day.
It's falling
I need
apart.
More coal for the modem.
Well, let me wrap her up. To recap, Sean, you went first. You took the exclamation point, the upside down exclamation point, quotation marks, asterisk, and percent. Sam, you took the period, the comma, the colon, the dollar sign, and the chapeau. David, you went third. You took the semicolon, the hyphen, the ampersand, the hashtag, and the equals. I went last, but I do need to point out it's a serpentine draft. So my second pick went before Sean's second pick.
Yeah.
I took the question mark and then the upside down question mark and then the ellipses, the at symbol, and the interrobang. We want to hear yours. Hit us up at All Fantasy Pod on Twitter, allfantasypodcast@gmail.com. Everybody make sure to check out Sam Talent's new special, The Toad's Morale, and also his podcast, The Chubby Behemoth.
Chubby Behemoth. And give me a follow on Instagram because I want to get to 100K so I can start taking in that free promo money.
Oh,
you know
about
Visit Clubs?
No.
Yeah, so if you have like 100K typically is the number, they'll be like, okay, we don't have to take anything out of the promotions budget. And that's just like an extra $1,000 in your pocket every weekend.
Secret money.
Yeah, because when you get your deal and they're like, it's like 80-20 minus this expenses, there's all these expenses that aren't real because it's just them like putting something up on social media and they're like, that's worth $1,000 to
but
us.
If you look at that stuff, you look at it and bring it up, a lot of times they will buckle. I mean, if you actually look at someone's eyes, even if you don't have 100,000 followers, if you look at someone's eyes and be like, what's this for? Most times they'll be like, oh, sorry, that's not supposed to be there.
If you look at them like you're about to interrobang, then they'll give you the money.
No, it's Kyle told me that. Like, always look at your shit and always look and ask him if, like, what's this for the green room? And they'll be like, oh my God, that's not supposed to be there. But they always want to sneak, they want to five hole you with something. So, anyway.
Well, it looks like I'm going to go buy 60,000 followers after this Zoom.
Good call.
Shout out to everyone on the AFE Patreon, the AFE Shislackity, the AFE subreddit. Shout out to Super Producer Isaac on the ones and twos. Shout out to Say Sue Carmel.
Your subreddit is so much fun. You have a great subreddit. It's the opposite of our subreddit. They're
fun. Yours not good? Yeah. They're good guys. They're good people.
Safe search on. Yeah, great subreddit.
Shout out to Frankie Ocean. Shout out to Sid the Dude. Shout out to Haji Beats. And more important than all of that, tune in again next week to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
Shaklackin.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.